Rock 107 WIRX, WIRX.com, the Plan B Morning Show. Brock Hunter, yo.
Yo.
Oh, hey. Up, all right, let's get right to it, buddy. It's time for sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light. Great to have on Christmas morning.
Mm-hmm. Absolutely.
Unwrap one. There you go. Or use it, drink it while you're watching sports responsibly, of course.
Yeah. There you go. Hey, Bud. Talking about the NFL last night, there was a game, man. The Chargers and the Raiders.
Yeah.
Las Vegas Raiders. 30-27. Chargers win that game in overtime. A wild game. I watched a little bit of it, like the first couple quarters last night.
Mm-hmm.
Dude, that stadium is incredible.
See, I haven't seen any of it yet.
Oh, man. You know, the first year they're in it, nobody can, you know, test it out at least. You know, there's no fans in the stands. It's just weird, but, man, you can smell. It's like brand new stadium smell.
It's got that fresh new stadium smell. I love it.
So crazy game last night for the NFL. More pro football news. Nickelodeon Cable Network working with the NFL to produce a special broadcast of playoff games later this year, featuring googly eye effects on players and slime in the end zone. Yeah, family fun for everyone. All 22 giant men violently slamming into each other while sporting googly eyes.
Googly eyes. Oh.
One last quick story here. If the Summer Olympics get underway in Tokyo next year and the 2022 Winter Olympics are held in Beijing, you won't be seeing any Russian flags or hearing any Russian national anthems. The Russian national teams were busted for doping and then covering up positive tests back in 2014. Russian athletes and teams will still be allowed to compete over the next couple of years if the words neutral athlete or neutral team are displayed on their uniforms. Damn.
Man, there are some people that are losing their lives over this. They don't mess around in Russia. You screw up and you make the country look bad, Putin puts a bullet in your head. Well, not Putin, but someone that works for Putin puts a bullet in your head, man.
Screw up. Don't do it.
Yeah. All right.
There you go, man. It's your sports this morning.
Good enough for me. As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.
Rock. Now back to the Plan B Morning Show with Brock and Hunter. Only on Rock 107 WIRX. Everything that rocks.
Danger zone. Brock and Hunter. Danger Zone. Doing shows in the danger. I'm sorry.
It's a zone. And it's dangerous.
It's a zone. But it's dangerous. What's the deal with danger zones? What?
By the way, that Tom Cruise rant possibly could have been fake the other day.
What is it? That's
I read that. So real quick, apparently, we did it on the show, what was it, Monday? Where Tom Cruise just basically lost his mind on set because people weren't following
yesterday.
COVID.
I think that was yesterday, buddy.
Jesus. Well, his crew wasn't following COVID protocol.
Yeah.
So here's more to the story. So where they were filming this new Mission Impossible, I guess there were some restaurants and stores in that location as well that had to shut down because of COVID.
Yeah.
And I guess all of these owners of the stores were like, dude, what the F?
Yeah.
We're closed down. Oh, boy, Mr. Cruise over here is filming a movie with a giant crew. What's going on?
Yeah.
Why?
Yeah.
Why do they get to do it and we don't? So apparently the rumor is Tom Cruise got the gist of that and said, all right, well, I got to make a scene and yell at my employees just so they can kind of continue to film, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
You know,
I'm going to add another layer to this onion. Apparently, there's a report that like five employees have quit now. Crew members have quit because of his rants. Yep. Yep.
So maybe it wasn't fake. No, maybe it was real, but the agenda behind it isn't really, we don't really know the agenda.
No. It could have been them saying like, hey, we got to do something. But then people like, well, look, I'm not getting yelled at for this, but So according to reports, again, this is all hearsay. He said, she said, at this point it says that five coworkers quit.
Regardless, I wouldn't want to get yelled at by Tom Cruise.
Absolutely not. It'd be scary. Be scary, man.
Scary little guy.
Scary little guy. All right. Anyway, we got to keep her moving. Let's do your sports.
Time for Plan B Morning Show Sports with Brock and Hunter.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
That's right. Bud Distributing, stocking your fridges with delicious Bud Light, so you got one on hand when you watch your favorite teams play at home. Just kicking back, relaxing, enjoying some Bud Light and watching some sports. Sports.
There you go. Sports. Get in sports report. All right. Talk about football last night in the NFL. There was a game. Thursday night football. The Chargers were played in Las Vegas playing the Raiders. Chargers win 30-27. Caught the first couple quarters. Then I had to go to bed. But to that stadium, you know what's cool about that stadium is the wife and I mean, we didn't watch it get built, but we got married in Vegas, and then we went back the next year. And so we kind of got to watch the stadium go up in stages.
Yeah.
And one of the years we stayed exactly across from it. And it was pretty wild, man. And then you see it on TV. It's got that new stadium smell. Nobody in the stands, but you could just see how cool and how awesome that stadium is, man.
Billion-dollar stadium, man. It's insane.
You know?
Yeah.
Not to mention it's across the street from Vegas.
Yeah.
Could you imagine? It'd be a fun game to go to.
Yes,
and
it would
cats
be.
Are going wild. Meow. Moving on, more pro football news. Nickelodeon Cable Network working on the NFL to produce a special broadcast of playoff games later this year that feature googly eye effects on players and slime in the end zone. Nice. Family fun for everyone. All while 22 giant men violently slam into each other. That's pretty wild. You know?
Hey,
kids, watch this game, but watch it on Nickelodeon.
Yeah. We've taken all the violence out, and we've added fun stuff. It's great. It's great.
So it's all digital, obviously.
Yeah.
What if they really slimed them, though, when they got to
the end zone?
That'd
be funny, right in the end zone. I'm surprised they don't have something like that on the network, you know? So
you know?
We'll see.
Interesting. Sports Center news. That's what we got this morning, guys. ESPN Scott Van Pelt, host of the popular late night installment of Sports Center, tested the old positive for the old Coroni.
Oh,
he's going to miss some upcoming episodes of the show. He says he feels fine, but lost his senses of smell and taste, blah, blah, blah. You know, the whole routine there. So ain't going to see Scott anytime soon, maybe for the next week or so. So also got an Olympic story. Should I hit it or should we just get out?
I mean, is it worth reading?
Not really.
All right. Then let's skip it.
To hell with it.
Screw it.
Olympics might happen next year. We'll see. All right.
We'll
there you go. That's your sports report this morning.
As always, sports brought to you by Bud Distributing.
Hey, Bud.
We'll be back.